Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are Grant and Danny, and this is The Fan. Welcome back, and thank you for making the show part of your day. We are brought to you today and every day by the law firm Condori and Murad. They're our buddies. Local guys, went to Lake Braddock High and George Mason University. And they'll take care of you on all of your important needs, whether that's a last will and testament, a living trust, medical power of attorney. They got you covered. Fairfax office, kmlawyers.com is how you can find them. Mention us, get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Right now on the Rude guest hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We find our pal Bobby Marks of ESPN's NBA coverage, a former front office executive and a front office insider. Bobby, it does feel like, because we're about 5 hours away from the draft, the Wizards holding the 6th and 18th picks tonight, that we know what's going to happen at picks 1 and 2, and everything kind of starts after that, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, certainly Cooper at 1, and then Dylan Harper at 2, and I would say probably most likely VJ Edgecombe at number 3, which is Philadelphia, and then it's certainly... And then it certainly opens up here. I think, you know, how we've kind of looked at this year's draft is, you know, at least in the lottery portion or up until, you know, 9 or 10, is that you've got the one tier with Cooper and then Dylan in tier 2. And then there's a group of, I would say, probably 5 or 6 players in that next tier, which are all, it's a, based on what you're looking for from a position. You need a big, you need a point, you need a score, some athleticism here. So it is a good group of guys with little separation here. So it's going to be an interesting night. It's going to be interesting of who's going to try to move up to get, you know, maybe get the 4 or get the 5. What's the cost to do so? But it's a night I'm looking forward to.
Bobby, in your executive roles over the years and now as an analyst, how do you balance somebody like Ace Bailey, who is undoubtedly talented?
Yeah,
that's not
sure.
A question. It's the other stuff. And I don't know if it's bad. We just don't know. This is like that, like reach your hand into the mystery box, right?
We've talked about it, and we're probably going to continually talking about it tonight. I it doesn't bother me at all that a player doesn't go do a team workout or does a visit. I think you guys cover the NFL a lot, and, you know, there are circumstances, probably Eli Manning, right? He kind of tried to maneuver which team he wanted to go to and didn't go to San Diego. And so that doesn't bother me. I think the thing what would bother me is the responsibility factor. If you schedule a workout and you don't show up and you basically blow off a team, that would probably bother me. I think how teams have to evaluate him is based on what he did at Rutgers, what his upside is going to be, who he is as a person. Probably a handful of these teams have had the opportunity to interview him in Chicago. They've certainly scouted him. He's young, you know, I mean, he's a position of need. You know, he's a young Plim and Cooper are really young from an age standpoint. He's got a terrific mid-range game. Everything else is kind of a work in progress here. So it's, you know, that's the beauty of the draft. Some of it's just kind of gut, right? You're kind of relying on your scouts and figuring how he works in with you. I do think the one benefit that coming to, you know, visit a team is the coaches who you have on your staff, as far as they're going to have to coach him and know who he is as a person here. So we'll see what happens with what Ace did. And I said this to our group. I said, listen, getting picked at third or getting picked at sixth or seventh is going to cost them probably about $15 million. And if Ace Bailey's fine with that, we probably all should be fine with that also.
ESPN NBA analyst Bobby Marks, former executive in the NBA, tapping into that past element of your career again, you know, in this pre-draft process. How much are you thinking about next season when you're drafting players and kind of what your current roster construction is, as opposed to maybe the 2-3-4 year plan? Because we were talking a lot the last couple of days about what the Wizards should do, and it keeps coming up from different guests about what the construction is right now. And this is a team with $115 million coming off the books next year. It would seem to me like they're very early in a much larger plan, and that's got to somehow be a factor in what they do tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, I think Washington is certainly different, and you know where they are at 6-18, and generally we know that how much flexibility they potentially could have in the 2026 offseason. I do think when you're in a position like that, it's almost like you're going to paint a picture, and you know, instead of just wanting it to paint the picture blue because that's what it says it should be, you're going to go out and buy like 8 different paints, and then you kind of just figure it out. I do think you look long term when you're picking, you know, certainly at six, it's not based on, hey, we need a, you know, we need a wing or we need a point guard. It's a combination of best available, who maybe has the best upside also, which sometimes you get into a little bit of trouble with that. It's hard, really hard to predict upside unless you get, once you get them into your own gym here. But it is about the long-term plan as far as what they're trying to do.
So in terms of that long-term, I still feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, if you see it differently, but it feels to me the Wizards are very much in the, let's just get as many good assets as we can and put them in a pile. Eventually we turn into, okay, let's make some of the pieces fit. I think they're in the gathering phase, whether it's picks, whether it's cap space, whether it's good players who they want to keep, et cetera. When does that conversion point happen for you? Like, what's kind of the line of demarcation where you go, all right, attention of an organization, we are no longer gathering assets. We're now trying to make some of these pieces fit. Where does that turn happen?
Next summer. It's next summer, just because I look at, you know, that A, you're going to add a couple of young players to what you already have with Alex and Bilal and Bub and, you know, the group there. And you are, you know, I think that the pick that you potentially could owe to New York that's protected 1-8, I think that hangs over your organization a little bit because, and next year's draft is better than this year. And I know Wizards fans are like, oh my God, we got to go through this again. I mean, trust me, it's really good. but there is a point, right? Like when, especially in the Eastern Conference, when it can turn really quick in a good way, we saw what Detroit was able to do this past year, where you do get to a point and like, okay, we've collected as many draft picks as we wanted. We've got 8 young players on our roster. We've got $100 million in cap space. All right, we have to, how do we combine all that together here and take that next step? And I think this is going to be another year of, you know, development. It's going to be a high priority. We'll see what happens with some of those expiring contracts that they have. But I do think next summer is the summer that you begin to turn that corner.
Bobby, you ran through the core that they have built so far. How do you actually like that group in terms of what they could be with upside at their ceilings? And specifically after yesterday's pool trade, could see a lot more of Bub Carrington running the point this year.
Yes. Yes, I totally agree. I mean, I think the pool, and you know, we didn't get to see Sadiq just because he was, you know, coming off that injury. But I do think, you know, trading Jordan opens up a lot of different optionality as far as how Washington's going to use their roster. I think CJ in the group and Marcus and Chris, I think there's no better mentors, veteran mentors, that you would want in a locker room. Than those three players here. But yeah, you're going to see more, opportunity, more upside. I think when you're looking at it, I'm a big fan of Coulibaly. I thought there was great moments last year with Alex. I mean, if you're ranking core young players, I mean, I like their group probably maybe better than the group in Utah, which has 9 guys under the age of 23. And I do think it's one thing to draft a player, but it's another thing is like, you know, you know, where is he 2 years from now or 3 years from now? Because eventually that contract comes up and then you have to make a decision on him.
Bobby, I know it's so dependent on what happens before them, trades or, you know, team's proclivities, but just given kind of how you think the board's going to shake out, what do you like for the Wizards at six?
Yeah, I think there's a probably chance you're going to be staring at Ace Bailey at six. And I think you're going to have to make a decision. If you feel like he's the best available, I think certainly Cooper, Dylan, I think VJ Edgecombe likely at three. Four gets interesting with Charlotte. I think Tom Knipple possibly. Five is Utah. You know, you can, you know, Jeremiah Fears, Trey Johnson, certainly the Wizards at some number six, they're going to get a good player. I think it's just a matter of like, if you have Ace Bailey staring at you six, I think you got to take him. I really do. And I think you bring him in house. And I think from a developmental standpoint, based on his age and the talent level alone, I think is worth the risk.
Bobby Marks, ESPN, you'll see his analytical work continuing in their busiest week of the offseason, maybe, as he joins us here on Grant and Danny, kind enough to give us a couple of minutes. Bobby, specific to the 18th pick,
yeah.
Last year, as excited as they were about Sarr, the draft kind of revolved around them going up to get Carrington, the guy they were really giddy about. They would like to move up, it sounds like, from 18. What would that take and what would that look like? Walk me through some scenarios there if they don't stick and pick.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're trying to move up to, you know, from where you are at 18, as far as what you have, as far as, you know, does it cost you a future one? You remember you acquired a pick in the at the deadline, I think it's in 26, that, you know, that it's the least favorable at first, and it probably could be tail end of the first, I think, next year. What is the cost to get up there if you want to get to? And that's the beauty of it, because everybody sets their board, and then you know they might be at coming down the pike and they see a guy that's like their 10th best prospect, and you're getting the 13 or pick 13 or 14, and he's still there, and you're like, okay, how do we get up four slots here? I do think they have enough to, whether it be first, whether it be seconds, to do it if they wanted to. It's a matter of, and I think then it becomes more of kind of fit a little bit too, as far as who, who you're, you know, basically kind of who you're looking to pick. I do think it's a lot has been made about the top 10 here, but I do think, you know, once we get out of the top 10, I'm a big Nick Clifford fan who plays at Colorado State. He's a big wing. You guys saw Thomas Sorber a little bit at Georgetown before he got hurt. Derek Queen, we'll see where he is. The Maryland player. So there is some quality outside once we get outside the lottery here.
Yeah, I just wanted to piggyback off that. You mentioned Nick Clifford. Give me a couple guys, not necessarily in terms of rankings for you, but a couple guys where you go, you know, I just like this guy, that somebody you'd advocate for in a front office later, maybe in that first round, trading back in, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I said Nick, Nick averaged 10 rebounds last year as a 6'6 wing. Danny Wolf, who was at Michigan, he's kind of an interesting story because he went from Yale to Michigan here. Rashear Fleming, who's at St. Joe's, he's a huge wing. I love guys that can come in the league and defend. Right now, I think there's certainly a bunch of guards out there. Yegor Demon, who played at BYU, is a huge wing or guard. You know, he's 6'9". So there is, you know, Liam McNeely will probably be there, who was at UConn. He's another, you know, big wing at 6'7". So there is there's a lot of other names outside of, you know, the top, you know, top guys in the top eight, top nine.
So Bobby, we'll let you out on this one. It has been a very busy week already in player movement. The Durant trade is a headliner. We had a move today. What else should we be monitoring here? What are the big storylines for you? Not just draft night, but in the days ahead as the NBA offseason kicks off hot and heavy.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't billed as the greatest free agent class, and you see Fred VanVleet going back to Houston and Kyrie Irving back to Dallas here. We'll see what happens with James Harden with the Clips. I think I'm interested to see what Milwaukee does as far as how they add to their roster around Giannis. Denver, of course, is a team to circle as far as how they, they have said, they're going to improve their depth. We'll watch how they do that. They got a new general manager, of course, the Lakers, as far as how do they go out and find a center. You know, certainly Boston has done a lot of their work already as far as, you know, shedding significant money here. But it is interesting that we have a little bit of an arms race in the Western Conference when you have a team that won 36 games last year in Portland, goes out and acquires Drew Holiday in a trade. What are some of the teams in the Eastern Conference, whether it be, we saw Orlando, and you know, maybe it's Atlanta with, you know, adding Porzingis. It's the Eastern Conference is as wide open as we've seen, and it'll be interesting as far as who's that next team's going to take advantage of that.
Bobby, great with us as always, man. Really appreciate it. Enjoy the draft tonight.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
ESPN's Bobby Marks on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. I think that's the whole story tonight. Just walked by a TV screen in studio a few minutes ago down in the green room, and it was ESPN, and the Chiron said, what's the number one question in tonight's NBA draft? And the first answer was, where does Ace Bailey go?
Yeah.
And Washington find themselves right now the epicenter maybe of the dialogue. But Marks, who's served in many a front office, saying, I think you're going to be staring at Ace Bailey at six, and I think you're going to have to make a decision, and I think you have to take him. Very possible he doesn't get there. It's always funny how little we know when the draft actually starts.
Totally true.
But that is the noise right now. If you believe any of the swirling winds, they are that there's a really good chance Bailey falls to Washington. And now it's going to be up to them to stop his fall.
Yeah, that's decision time, right? I mean, is your organization strong enough to deal with any, you know, sort of off-season or not off-season, off-the-court buffoonery or chicanery or whatever? Is there even that? Is it just innocent 18-year-old thinks he knows better than the process, might get humbled and might come to work and be great right away? You've got to know when you pull the trigger, because these are these instrumental. Do you have a building block or not? They're an asset. And you heard Bobby say this very well. They're in asset gathering mode. I don't worry about what pieces fit. You don't go, well, they already have a point guard. I don't give a damn. You get me 15 great assets. That could be first round picks. That could be expiring contracts. That could be good players. Then we'll figure it out. They're in the acquiring mode of assets.
They also don't have good enough players to not do something
correct
else. I could sit out and say, I'll let Bub Carrington and Alex Saar have another year before I impede their progress. Mm-hmm. They're not good enough right now that I can't draft someone to take reps away from them. But if your point is their ceilings are big enough, even Bilal, who I think is a really nice extra piece role player, like, I'm not going to pass on a guy I really like because I have Koulibaly. I would do that based on sheer upside and ceilings with Saar last year's number two pick and Bub Carrington. Really quickly, though, Danny, Tonight's the first time. It's only the first round. And then tomorrow is going to be the second round. A two-night, two-round extravaganza now for the NBA. Respectfully, this is not the NFL, right? I mean, this second round is for the marks who love college basketball and study the game, you know, European, internationally, that know some of the prospects. You're really going to have to want it to sit through every pick in round two tomorrow. That's normally tough television. I think it's going to go off okay, though, because my guess is they kind of make it a TV show about the NBA offseason. I think there's going to be a lot of rumors and innuendo and talking about who might be traded and who's already been traded. And Kevin Durant's name will come up 1,000 times. And they'll have boards where they show the most likely teams to win each conference. And my guess, it's going to be editorialized with Stephen A. Smith and different people yelling about, you know, who the next choker is. And I don't think it's going to be a traditional draft show. I don't think it necessarily can be as a standalone second round. So my guess is, as programming, it will work. But it's also kind of odd to break the draft up into two rounds. I know why they're doing it and why if the NFL had it their way, they would do a round a day for 7 days. Mm-hmm. But they could do that. Like, people will watch that. The second biggest sport in America is college football. Not to say that college basketball isn't big, but I'm curious to see how night two goes.
Me too. And I think you're probably right. I think it's astute about how the programming would work. Because I don't know that you can break down, you know, Nebraska's Bryce Williams going to Cleveland at pick 50. You know, and to have people be riveted by that. It's like with college football, to your point, you've heard and seen most of these guys. And there's an industry that's doing this 24/7, 365. There is for basketball too, but it's not consumed the same way, right? It's not for whatever reason, outside of the first, you know, 7, 8, 9 picks of the lottery. I don't know how familiar people are with, you know, the Nick Clifford out of Colorado State. You know, I don't know how people have consumed all year long. I mean, Colorado State folks know, people that watch the Maryland team play them know, but, you know, outside of that, who knows? So I think ultimately the way to do it is what you're talking about, right? Just make it an NBA show where you analyze what happened last night in the first round, what the history of some of these picks and what they've done in the past. Because a lot of times a second rounder isn't even really a second rounder. It's a lot of like Juan Carlos Navarro, where they draft his rights, but then he's going to stay in Spain for 10 years. And they stash him here. He's a G League guy there. Just sort of some of the machinations to help explain to folks what it is they're actually seeing.
A star has been born, and I really believe Danny's going to be angry about this. Nothing to do with the NBA draft. We'll get into that next. Plus, there's a term, a rage something. What is the thing you were telling me about?
Crash out.
Crash out.
Yep.
What are Nats fans crashing out about on this road trip out west? Something happened, and it had Nats fans in their feelings. We'll get to that as well. Before we say goodbye, Nats baseball coming up at 4:10, pregame at 3:40. Short Grant and Danny today. We're back next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Lovely sports day ahead in D.C. NBA draft tonight, about 4.5 hours from getting underway. Wizards pick 6 and 18 in round one. And the Nats and the Padres are playing a rubber match series on the line at pristine Petco Park in San Diego, one of the best ballparks in America. People say all the time, like, have you been there? Have you seen a game there? I have been to, but have not been into Petco Park for a ball game.
Oh.
It is number one on my list. I was supposed to have gone there. Now it's been probably a decade almost for the All-Star festivities, and my appendix went on me 3 days before, and so I wasn't able to get on the plane and go out there. So I had the flight, I had the hotel right there in the gas lamp district, and was going to enjoy 4 days in San Diego, the most beautiful city in the country.
When was that?
I think I always mark everything by what was going on at that time in sports.
Yeah.
Danny Espinosa had a streak with like four home runs and nine RBIs in 3 days.
Where he like couldn't stop hitting grand slams.
I believe if I had to guess that it was around 2014, but if you told me it was 2016, I'd believe that.
Okay. Cause I can't, I'm trying to remember that were we doing the show together and you had like your appendix burst or whatever.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. All-star game in San Diego.
San Diego wins.
Looks like 1978. That's not the one.
That's not that one.
2016, Petco Park.
There you go.
So 2016, I was supposed to have been there and wasn't, but it just looks awesome.
It's so gorgeous. I've never been to San Diego. That's a place I'd love to visit at some point.
You've never been to the city?
I've never been to San Diego, not even a single time.
Guy.
I've never been.
Not doing the, like, you got to do it thing, but let me do the you got to do it thing. What a city.
It's on my list. It just seems perfect.
It's so beautiful. I mean, it is the best. Nashville's still the one seed for me.
Mm-hmm.
Got a little bit of wanting barbecue. I'm not even a country music guy, but like everyone to wear sundresses, or a lot of people to wear sundresses.
Right.
In me. So I'm a big fan of Nashville. San Diego's pretty damn great.
I would do that.
I don't think Ron Burgundy told any lies.
That honestly like opened up my eyes to him. A couple of my teammates were from San Diego in college, and like they wouldn't stop talking about how great San Diego was, and I'm like, well, why'd you come all the way out here then? Why didn't you just go to like UC San Diego or like San Diego State or something like that? But anyway, yeah, I've always wanted to go. That park looks perfect with that, whatever the thing is in left field. It's not a warehouse. I always think of the warehouse because of Camden Yards, but that iron factory or ironworks or whatever the thing is, just is so cool.
Danny's gonna be upset here, but a star has been born. Bruce the Bat Dog, who we talked about getting called up to the Nationals and making his Nats Park debut earlier this month, a little under 2 weeks ago, today made the rounds. I believe Bruce the Bat Dog today was on Good Morning America, and he was on MLB Network this afternoon. I watched Mark DeRosa get down on all fours and smooch Bruce the Bat Dog, the Golden Retriever, from the Rochester Red Wings, who got called up to the Nationals, who's their big addition of the offseason. They don't spend money on players.
Yeah.
They don't need to. The Angels back in the day had Roger going like this because Angels were in the outfield, and he knew when Christopher Lloyd was going to help them out and carry someone to a catch or something. The Nats have Bruce the Bat Dog. And so he is going viral, Danny. He made his debut.
Yeah.
And you were thinking, oh, this will be the last time we hear about this.
No, I know better.
Good Morning America got involved.
Yep.
I think that's who it was.
Mm-hmm.
And MLB Network. He got interviewed today on two different national shows representing the Washington Nationals.
5-17 in June. They've lost 14-17. So it's not cute. Nothing's cute about it. Nothing's funny about it. Now to stupid tourist shows with like, we're coming up. We have a great recipe. Something else you can do with fizzy soda. Stay with us. Those dumb shows that should all stop immediately and everyone should apologize for every segment and every second of every day. They're so embarrassing. Coming up, you can actually wipe up a spill with something in your house you wouldn't expect. Stay with us. Cancel. Everyone fired. Everyone apologized. Handwritten letter.
Everyone fired.
Door to door apologizing like John Cusack in the movie, holding up a boombox, except it's just an apology where you wasted our time and you have just produced nothing but drivel for a long, long time. That's that level. That's the level. That's the kind of show that a bat boy dog should be on. Major League Baseball, please act accordingly. Please.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
That's all.
The Nats aren't not acting accordingly. I mean, well, to be clear, they are not acting accordingly. They're losing a lot of baseball games and not playing great baseball. But that's got nothing to do with the Bat Dog. That's got nothing to do with Bruce.
No, there's
baseball people, Rizzo and assistant GMs and the coaching staff.
Sure. Hands are tied. I need the GM of the Rochester Heartthings to not be like, he's going to make a plot-tastic impression to Almira, D.C. when he gets the paw up. No. Apologize.
He never said either of those things.
He did. There was a statement. When he came up, he made a statement.
Right, but he didn't say those words. He called him a paw spec.
Yeah, make no statements.
And he said he signed pawtographs.
Make no statements.
You said you made up. Those weren't terms he used.
Right.
He signed pawtographs as a paw spec.
Make no statement. Tell me why you guys are 70 games under 500 over the last couple of years. I want no statements. I want nothing. I want nothing of the sort. It's for the Savannah Bananas. It's for the circus sideshow. This is not a circus sideshow. This is professional baseball. Back to you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And now that it's back to me, I would just like to offer that the National C.J. Abrams, James Wooden Company, they're playing baseball.
There we go.
They're out there doing their thing. Mm-hmm. They're playing and trying to hit and score and win. This is just a different thing altogether. Mm-hmm. This is just a couple of people that aren't baseball people saying, let's send a dog around in a Nats jersey to do some TV. That's all.
Yeah.
You can have your cake and eat it, too.
A, what's the point of cake if not to eat it? I've never understood that expression.
That's fair.
B, this is what this is, right?
Acknowledge one thing, and then we'll move on.
What?
He's a really good prospect.
No.
He acknowledge this, then, if he won't do that. You'd love his autograph.
No. I refuse to do that. Again, that's, I guess, coming up. We'll have a chance at see if he's more bark than bite. Stay with us. No to all of it. You all suck. Every one of you sucks. Michael Strahan had 22 sacks in a season. And now he's like the vacuum cleaner that cleans itself. Back to you. Shut up. It's so embarrassing. It's all so awful.
Oh, man.
I don't know who it's for, but whoever it's for, they're going, guys, we're going to have Bruce the dog tomorrow.
Bat dog. Say it right.
When he plays fetch, a bat comes back. What? Come on. I don't believe it.
Bruce the Bat Dog.
Apologize and feel shame. I want the shame to hit you like a Mike Tyson Tiger uppercut in the late 80s.
I don't think Bruce the Bat Dog's going away.
No.
I think you got to buckle in.
Yeah, people think it's cutesy and awesome. Again, that's for the Savannah Bananas. Shouldn't be for us.
It is time for the leadoff ahead of Nationals baseball. Brought to you by the Window Man. Since 1989, the Window Man has been the educational window company. Get your free in-home estimate or visit thewindowman.com's all-new Fairfax showroom. Actually, interestingly, the Nats lineup filled out today by Bruce the Bat Dog. He got to choose the lineup. They did a thing where they like put all the names on paper, and then he had to go over and like lick each one, and that's how they did the lineup. So Danny's got Bruce the Bat Dog's lineup. Here's how they're lining him up for the skipper of the day, Bruce the Bat Dog.
Ruh-roh. Yeah. Mackenzie Gore on the bump. Please get wins for him. please get wins for him. CJ Abrams leading off playing shortstop. James Wood batting second. Your DH, Luis Garcia Jr. at second base. He's playing first. He's batting fourth. Nathaniel Lowe. Brady House batting fifth, playing third. Alex Call in left field. Dalen Lyle in right field batting seventh. Riley Adams behind the dish doing the catching. And Jacob Young in center field batting ninth.
The Nats, the Padres coming your way in 30 minutes right here on The Fan. Abrams and Wood have already terrorized San Diego in this series. Now you introduce Gore into the equation. It's been funny to see the production against their former team and to also see the reaction online of Padres fans. I don't fault them for the trade they made going and getting Juan Soto. If you remember, most Nats fans were livid and angry about it and hated it. And at the time, we're going, this is a hell of a return. They didn't want to hear it. Mm-hmm. Padres fans had a chance to win a World Series, and they got three postseasons of Soto. They ended up using two of those, and they actually made an LCS run and almost got to and won a World Series with Juan Soto. It didn't quite work out. But you're close. You're kicking at the door. You might as well try to kick it down. But today, with Gore on the hill and the top two spots in the Nats order, their best players, all in that trade. I mean, it's hard as a Padres fan not to watch that and wonder what it might be like.
Yeah, Juan Soto's two teams away from you now.
Exactly.
And all these guys are, you know, they're not homegrown, but they're there, and they're very much the core of the Nationals.
And by the way, all three should be in the All-Star game in San Diego next month. For Darris and Danny, I'm Grant saying so long. Thank you for listening to the show. NBA draft tonight. We'll have a full recap of it tomorrow, starting at 2 o'clock. Enjoy yourselves.
Thank you for coming.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.